Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you must say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon. And I watch while you're lured down to your deathbed. And I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
I am reminded at this point of a fellow I used to know whose name was Henry. Only to give you an idea of what an individualist he was, he spelled it H-E-N-3-R-Y. The three was silent, you see. Henry was financially independent, having inherited his father's tar and feather business, and was therefore able to devote his full time to such intellectual pursuits as writing, I particularly remember a heartwarming novel of his about a young necrophiliac who finally achieved his boyhood ambition by becoming coroner. The rest of you can look it up when you get home. In addition to writing, he indulged in a good deal of philosophizing. Like so many contemporary philosophers, he especially enjoyed giving helpful advice to people who were happier than he was. And one particular bit of advice which I recall, which is the reason I bring up this whole dreary story, is something he said once before they took him away to the Massachusetts State Home for the Bewildered. He said, "Life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it." It's always seemed to me that this is precisely the sort of dynamic, positive thinking that we so desperately need today in these trying times of crisis and universal brouhaha. And so with this in mind, I have here a modern, positive, dynamic, uplifting song in the tradition of the great old revival hymns. This one might more accurately be termed a survival hymn. It goes like this. When you attend the funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. Oh, what a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. Oh, we will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake with complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a tedium when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. Oh, we will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes uranious, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
$3 bomb, 100,000 roads, silver child when the ground explodes. You can't clear one before another reloads to ratchet up the ante again. They're cheap and they're simple. They're green and black. They take you right down on a one-way track. We've gone so far now that we can't get back, and we still won't stop this train.
Well, you know, Jeff, last week we got a number of calls for the political tirade we went on plugging the, you know, some of the anti-war rallies that were going on for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And for the most part, people were very pleased to hear us talking about political issues and letting people know how they can get involved. But sometimes we get a little long-winded in our own verbiage. Well, okay, guilty. That's me. I'm the loquacious one. But at any rate, sometimes it's nice to just let the songs do the talking. And I think in this case of that last set, I think everything's been said that needs to be said.
Yeah, you know, we know the listeners out there are actually pretty sharp because they give us calls and kind of talk on that stuff. And anyway, that was Country Joan the Fish doing Fixin' to Die Rag, which is a classic from the anti-Vietnam stuff. Bob Dylan doing Masters of War, classic off Free Willin', and Buddy Miller Thousand Million Little Bombs, that's also a classic. That's off his last To the Recent album, and that's a great anti-mind song.
All about.
You know, the kind of things that Motorola and some of the big companies that work in the United States makes lots of money, and no one really thinks of the consequences of what they're doing.
War is big business, and of
but
course,
that's enough
right
that.
Before well, right before the Buddy Miller, we also had I snuck a little Tom
yes.
Lehrer number in there, and
I
don't
cool.
know, I, know
yeah.
I thought you weren't a big fan of
well,
Tom
no,
Lehrer.
It reminds me of Boston, and you know, we got all commie radio all the time.
KBC Boulder, all
but
commie
radio. It's kind of cool because there was this leftist movement in the 60s, and I was too young to really know what was going
sure.
on, but there are folks that I respect a lot in Boulder, and they love that stuff.
Well, so. My folks raised me listening to a fair smattering of Tom Lehrer, and in fact, they're listening tonight. They're in town, and they're checking out the show, so Ma, Pa, thanks. Appreciate it. You steered me good on that
you
one.
You done good there, you guys. Thanks. All right. We're going to get on track here with one of the guys that I think he's got the best baritone in the business. I've said that a couple times.
We've also said that this next song is the new Route 78 West unofficial theme song or anthem.
It's one of them. And it's Dallas Wayne is the guy we're talking about. He's going to do the version that's on Big Think in his record of a couple years ago of If That's Country. And stick around. We got a couple things up our sleeve. And actually, we'll see where we go.
Away you call my kinfolk trash all of their lives. And I'm a chip off the heap. Ask anyone of my ex-wives. I'm a social drinker and I stay social all I Southern man. First you gut our farms and strip them all the five and dimes. And then you tax our so-called sins, call our pleasures a crime. Now you're turning our music into some kind of strange elevator noise. I think it's time for us to take one back for the good old. Stuck. It's got a steel guitar, and I believe that it mentions a truck. But the singer don't sound like he ever worked a stick shift. It sounds more like Bad Phil Collins with a hick facelift. Now, I ain't denying that suburban mom's their fun. Yeah, but don't you try to tell me it's the way.
Hey, Jeff, is that country?
I don't know. He said Merle, though.
Ooh, the magic word.
Just because I asked a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I dialed her number by mistake today, she's still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory of her lingers everywhere. Just because I'm not the happy guy I used to be, she thinks I still care. But if she's happy thinking I still need her, then let that silly notion bring her cheer. Oh, how could she ever be so foolish? Where would she get such an idea? Just because I asked a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her thin window pieces, she thinks I still care. She thinks I still
Tasty Jazz Licks on Route 78 West.
Now, that's going off our listener Fritz gave us a call. Earlier, I played a track with kind of a Duke Ellington jazzy feel, and that was Correction. It was actually Django Reinhardt. And it's interesting because the 78 has a label, but they made mistakes back then, just like we do.
Well, it's funny, you know, right when you threw that on, I heard that first chord ring out, and I'm like, that's a Django chord if ever there was one. But, you know, I didn't question your judgment, but Fritz sure did, and we're glad. And I got to say, I love our listeners. You know, we got some serious audio wackos out there who are just into this stuff as we are. Because
we have people who are archivists, and they're intelligent, and they're interested in preserving American history. Wacko is not the
AKA
right word.
Eccentric.
All right, well, anyway, this was Johnny Maddox and his Rhythm Errors, real nice, another 78 Blue Night, and that's a nice jazzy up-tempo one, and I don't know, what do we got coming up?
That's Hank Penny's September song.
You
Let's hit it.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm back in Colorado, and if you could send me a 20, that would be great.
Just so you know,
that's my brother Jeff, Jason. There.
Yeah, Jeff's got his little bro in his house tonight. It's sort of a family affair this evening.
It's a family affair.
And in fact, he's doing some great things for the website. He's doing a little bit of footage that we can probably put up, some webcam footage. Also, we got Jay in the house doing what he does with taking down the playlist and the notes. So definitely check out Route78West.com.
Lovely, lovely Miss Penelope doing the camera work.
There you go. So it's a very exciting show this evening. And where are we going musically next, Jeff?
We already said it. Hank Penny, September Song.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
This long, I thought we'd both lose our nerve and just move on. But here we are, this thing's getting strong, and I know you know I couldn't do you wrong. We've both been hurt before. Blame you none if you need more. You could choose to search again alone, or we could take a chance and call this home. It's too late to forget. Is it?
love. If you don't feel it, let me know. If you can't tell me, just go. And I won't.
Fast with the time. Than I hope I should. broke out and went back to me. Everybody loses now. Showing up and turning down. I find myself on either side. Our patience keeps me just alive. Catching on and cashing out. I wish that I could see you now. Call me if you're crawling too. I hope someday I'll have someone like you.
Well, there is a familiar voice back from the past of humbler beginnings, more humble beginnings.
That's one of my favorite unreleased Whiskey Town tracks called Bottom of the Glass. And, you know, I thought they were going to put that out when they put up that record of some of the outtakes stuff Ryan Adams just recently did. And he didn't do it, and it's one of the better ones he wrote. I like the rock banjo at the end there. But Whiskey Town was one of my favorite all-country bands, only because they were doing it probably better than anybody else. And Ryan Adams had written a lot of great songs, kind of the Graham Parsons incarnate, if there ever was.
Well, and for those of you that have been living under a rock, Ryan Adams was the front man for the band Whiskey Town, and they were always poised to be the next big thing, and then he did it with his solo career. And I think he's actually progressed as a songwriter in leaps and bounds, though he's been going... getting a lot of commercial success, which Jeff always thinks tends to ruin an artist. And from time to time, it does.
Hanging out with the Stones will wreck anybody, is what I think. Anyway, before that, one of the guys that I like playing, and we wanted to slip this one in, Richard Buckner's great record from last year, Impasse, was one of the top 10 I had. And it's definitely a great all-country, dark, and dusky in some ways. But that was I Know What I Knew coming live from Houston, 9/20/02. And he's one of these guys that realizes the value of letting you tape a show and having them in circulation, because the fans like the variations of performances and look for the deeper hidden meaning, I guess.
Well, and real relevant artists tend to do great things in their live shows anyways. It ought to be preserved for, as Uncle Jeff is fond of saying, the archive.
And speaking of live shows, don't we have a concert calendar or listen or something?
Well, you know, there are some good shows coming up. I guess one of the things that we really need to plug is coming up in February. That's the 4th at the Boulder Theater, a fantastic artist, someone we love on this program quite a lot, a great songwriter and a very relevant political figure as well. Steve Earle is going to be coming on down to the Boulder Theater. Uncle Jeff did a great poster for that one, sort of playing on the John Walker's blues song that he did last year that caused a big stir. And it's a poster of Steve Earle kind of looking like a mugshot with a little bit of Arabic writing on the side. Hopefully that'll turn some heads and get people to think a little differently about what's going on politically in the world. And hopefully everyone will come on down and check out a great show, because that's going to be a good
one. I knew you were going to do that. All right.
I'm embarrassing you. Yeah, go check out Jeff's show. He's got a poster on
2682
Bluff. It's Uncle Jeff's cryptographic posters, all the rock posters he's done over the last
10
years.
What other shows do we got coming here?
Okay, you humble old cow, you. Well, it looks like we've got Reverend Horton Heat's coming up at the Fox Theater Friday, February 7th, and also at the Gothic Theater Monday, February 10th. Nico Case and her boyfriends, all of them, I guess. They'll be there.
All right, well, we're going to get back on track here for you folks who want us to be on the tracks, and Jim and Jesse are going to do one for us. Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys doing Diesel on My Tail.
I just pulled onto the highway in my little foreign car. Well, it's raining and the road is really bad. Never saw that big old diesel, but I heard him hit the air. I've got a feeling that I might have made him mad. He closed the gap between us, pushed the pedal on the floor. He's making 90 in that big old diesel truck. I can hear the names he's calling me above the engine's roar, and the words won't be found in Webster's book. There's a diesel on my tail making 90 miles an hour. My reflection in my mirror is mighty pale. I can hear St. Peter calling, I can almost smell the flowers. Can this compact take the impact? There's a diesel on my tail. Well, I'm huffing and a-puffing as I try to make the grade, and I wish I had some pedals on this car. Then I'm slipping and a-sliding and afraid to touch the brake, for this doodlebug could never stand the jar. There's a diesel on my tail making 90 miles an hour. My reflection in my mirror is mighty pale. I can hear St. Peter calling, I can almost smell the flowers. Can this compact take the impact? There's a diesel on my tail. Well, I'm slipping and a-sliding, trying to hold it in the road, and I'll tell you, I've just got to win this race. While I'm trembling and a-shaking, he's a-pouring on the coal, so close that I can steal his license plate. There's a diesel on my tail, making 90 miles an hour. My reflection in my mirror is mighty pale. I can hear St. Peter calling, I can almost smell the flowers. Can this compact take the impact? There's a diesel on my tail. Can this compact take the impact? There's a diesel on my tail.
that sounds like a live recording.
It doesn't want to stop.
We'll just float along with this for a minute.
You know, I can tell you a little about this, actually. That's a friend of Dean Martinez, who Calexico sort of came out of as a splinter group. And Bill Ellum is a steel player in that band, pedal steel with a fuzz, lounge variety. And I remember this night at the Fox Theater where this came from. It was probably one of the more fun nights I had. They had the Stoli night, and they had the Stoli girls there. And for all you guys watching the that pigskin football game, you know about Stoli girls probably. And they came out in their white outfits. Most of them were 6 feet to 6 foot two, black skin, and also white outfits, plus white patent leather boots. I better be careful.
Jeff
here.
Was in heaven. Well, you got to be a rock star that night.
We're talking Lieutenant Uhura when she was really good on the first Star Trek.
Didn't you do the your references are just warped, Jeff. Didn't you do the poster for that show, too?
Yes, I did. And actually, it was the only time I ever sold my soul to the devil, and I put Stoli bottles in the poster for money.
Hey, sometimes we got to take them corporate plugs. And we're currently looking for a sponsorship here on Route 78 West.
No,
send us
not.
Your cash.
All right, we've been having a fun show here. I don't know, we've been doing a lot of stuff as we usually do. Show number 100. God, it's hard to believe 2 years of doing this thing.
Let's pat ourselves on the back, huh?
And then we'll go out and party afterwards.
I think that's good idea.
I got one here, one of my favorites, and my friend Jay brought this in, and it reminded me just how great this song actually was. We're going to play you a track here by the Yardbirds, White Summer, and stick around, we got something else up our sleeve.
A little surprise for y'all.
Right, that's pretty sweet. It's not over yet. right. Jimmy Page traveled to India and actually playing in the Yardbirds. Wrote that first song. It's called White Summer, and that became Black Mountainside Rag, which a similar song on a Led Zeppelin album. That
Led Zeppelin? You can't play Led Zeppelin on a honky-tonk radio show?
Yeah, we can. As a matter of fact.
You're kidding. Can we?
It's got guitars in it.
I can't imagine.
Here comes an archaic 1971.
How irregular.
Live version of a track. I'm not even going to tell you the track, but I just want to dedicate this to Dirk. And good criticism's good criticism.
Alrighty, folks. Well, you've been listening to Route 78 West, and we've been having a rip-snorting good old time.
Stick around. Bob's Music Machine coming up. We're ramping you right on in here.
And we'll be back next Sunday from 5 to 7, as always, with all your honky-tonk expectations and other fare as well.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
whistle in your hedgerow. Don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Of course, the world famous song Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Yes, Led Zeppelin here on Radio 1190. But just finishing off Route 66 there. And there's kind of a reason that song was being played is because, you know, we've a couple, once in a while, we get people who are just like, yeah, I heard the Beatles last night, and like, it's not cool, it's not underground. And, you know, this is usually coming from some 18, 19 year old kid who discovered Tom Waits a couple years ago. He's hip now. And just, you know, if you don't like the Beatles and you like, you know, I don't know, you should just know your history a little. And we like to play a lot of the classics, Dylan, the Beatles, you know, Rolling Stones. Usually on Route 66 or my show, Music Machine, when we play these songs, we usually play some kind of rare tunes or live tracks like that version of Stairway to Heaven's Live 1971. So, yeah, so hopefully people out there who really appreciate underground rock and roll and its roots will appreciate that stuff right now. For those of you listening to the show, thank you. Glad there's some people out there not watching football. I can personally care less. I'm one of like maybe six people in the United States probably. Right now is a band called the Yellow Pages. I've been looking for this record for a while. A friend of mine played it for me a few years ago, and I really liked it. So I finally found it. I paid $12 for a used copy of it. Kind of feel like a fool, but it's worth it. So here's a couple songs.